212-209-2950. Let's take a musical break. We do occasionally when we do longer shows, we play the entire Off the Hook theme, the original version, as it came from the Big Audio Dynamite song way back when. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the second hour of Off the Hook.
No matter what people say, these songs lead the way to the heart of your day from Boss DJ Don.
Now I gotta call.
Okay, I think we heard every single possible last beat of that. That, of course, being the song Much Worse, which is kind of the bed of the theme for Off the Hook. The song Much Worse coming from Don Letts and Big Audio Dynamite. And I remember first picking that up on vinyl when it came out, because I guess that's the only thing that came out back then in the 80s. And I have probably three different versions of that, just basically different lengths. It fades out at different points. And it's the flip side of the single Just Play Music by Big Audio Dynamite. It's really cool. It's a good song. It's served us well here. And people love to hear it. People like to hear the entire version. And I guess the song's become more famous because of the show, which is really kind of ironic. It was a flip side of a single that never made it to an album, so you wouldn't have heard it in very many places.
I never tire of
it. How did you pick it up?
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I developed some kind of an affinity to the song because it was just so hard to find. And I just started listening to it over and over again, and I just kind of liked the way it kept the same beat as the off-hook tone that you get when you leave a phone off the hook. I don't know if you still get that, but it's a sound that many of us who stay up all night playing with phones and computers hear sometimes, and you knock a phone off the receiver, and all of a sudden it starts screaming at you. So that was kind of like the theme to Off the Hook right there, and then we tied the song in, and ever since the first episode back in October 1988, which was actually a special and became a regular series in the early 90s, that's been our theme. Now you know some of the history of Off the Hook. And I talked to Don Letts about this, too. He's pretty happy that his song is being played to this day, every week. Okay, we found out we have a crisis here at the radio station. We don't have volunteers. We don't have enough volunteers. We have $1,100, which is great. That means that of the few people that are down there right now, they've been doing a real incredible, amazing job, and my hat's off to you. But we don't have enough people down there. We need more volunteers. We sent Mike down there to answer phones. He's down there right now, so if you call up, you might actually get Mike on the phone. And if necessary, we will send more of our staff down there to answer phones. But again, we need volunteers. You can also call in and volunteer your help, or just show up at the radio station, 212-209-2950. Show your support for Off the Hook, for WBAI. Makes all the difference in the world.
Mike went down hoping that more New Yorkers would call.
Yeah, hopefully he's making some outgoing calls to get people to call in. We'll see about that. But again, the phone lines are open. If you had trouble getting through, just keep trying, because we do want to take your call, and we want to get people down there to answer those calls. I see a big meeting of people in the room next to us. If even half of those people went down and answered phones, we'd be out of this problem, but... Meetings are important, too, I guess.
And the amount has jumped again.
The amount has jumped again. Okay, one thing Mike has done when he's gone down there is to add up the numbers, get those numbers up there on the board, which is great for us because it enthuses us to know that we're beyond $1,000 in the first hour. 1175 is what we're up to. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to pledge your support to WBAI, WBAI being the non-commercial radio station right here in the middle of the FM dial where all the commercial stations hang out. A lot of people find us by accident. The fact is we've existed for over 40 years just because people like you have called in and pledged whatever you can afford to keep us going. And that's the true nature of radio. It doesn't have to be about Clear Channel. It doesn't have to be about all the commercial interests that keep things non-controversial and keep the same people being played all the time and just music boxes and that kind of thing. No, it can be a lot more than that. It can be music. It can be talk. It can be things that get you angry, things that educate you, things that you agree with, things that you don't agree with. All kinds of things. That's what the nature of radio really is.
Listening to the same things over and over again is bland. It's boring.
It's what they want you to do, though.
Yeah.
It's what they want you to do.
It's
because,
mainstream.
Yeah, it's mainstream. If you listen to the same thing over and over again, you're not going to cause any problems. You're not going to say, hey, why don't you do this instead? Why don't you put this on? Why don't you listen to this that I've heard someplace else? You know, there's an advantage to owning 1,200 radio stations or however many Clear Channel is up to this week because you can program them all the same way. You can make sure that they all obey the rules, and it's a lot of power to have to keep voices out there. Bernie, are you with us?
Yes, and as you were saying that, Emmanuel, I was just thinking about Clear Channel's DJ farms, where they have just DJs in cubicles in a big warehouse office type scenario, just doing their DJ thing, and they farm out the audio to the different stations. It's pretty
so
sick.
These people aren't even in the city that they claim to be in. They're someplace else.
I actually, I was doing some research on media and radio things for a paper, and one of the things I came across was this story about this town in the Midwest where there was a train derailment and it caused the spilling of some anhydrous ammonia or something like that. And the authorities couldn't get the word out about it because when they tried to contact the radio stations, the six radio stations in the area, they found out that all of them were owned by Clear Channel and they were all operated by one person who they couldn't reach.
And all the information was coming from somewhere else. Recording or something.
Yeah.
These aren't radio stations anymore. They're music boxes. They're just, it's crap. That's what's happening.
One summer, one of the jobs I had, I didn't have control over the radio that we listened to. And you'd hear the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, numerous times.
Yeah, traffic reports, news, any kind of
music. Even music, the same song over and over and over and over again.
WBAI is the one station in the commercial dial here in New York where you have individuals coming in and espousing all kinds of interesting things, some of which you will agree with, some of which you will disagree with passionately, but it gets you thinking. And that's what it's all about, is the fact that BAI listeners are actually listeners. They don't have the radio on in the background. You know, it's not music. It's not elevator, material. No, this is the kind of thing that you, you stop and you listen. We have cab drivers who listen to this this radio show. And, they are paying attention to what we're talking about. Their passengers are, too, whether they want to or not. But the important thing is that everybody has the ability to show something, to give back, to say, yes, I'm out here and I'm voting. I'm voting by expressing support for the radio station. And in so doing, you keep the radio station alive. Because if people didn't do that, believe me, this frequency would be taken over in a shot by one of those entities, and you'd be hearing, what is it, country music, middle of the road, album-oriented rock, whatever crap is in style these days. You know, you wouldn't be hearing individual voices, sometimes imperfect thoughts, sometimes people contradicting themselves or just having arguments on the air or taking phone calls. You know, the things that make us human. That's what they don't want you to hear on the radio. They want it to be perfect. They want it to be computer-driven. They want it to be something bland and non-controversial that will just have you keeping it on in the background and not tuning anywhere else and buying the products that they advertise to you, because that's the real reason why they buy the radio station, so they can make money by selling the advertising. We don't do that here. We don't do any of that. All we do, and it's kind of annoying, I know, is we ask for your support, because if we didn't do that, we couldn't survive. 212-209-2950. Now you have the facts as to why we have to do this. You have the facts as to why this place is different and unique. So please show us your support. 212-209-2950. Who wants to talk about the
now
premiums?
We need to
call. Bernie, I guess Bernie's not going to talk about the premiums. He got out of that pretty easily. What do we have?
I can talk about the premiums.
Go ahead, Jeff.
We've got the off-the-hook T-shirt for $50.
T-shirt.
Well, I happen to like the T-shirt.
Oh, I love the T-shirt. I'm not saying I don't like the T-shirt.
I had a little hand in helping to create that, you know.
And Bernie is back. Bernie, you there?
Yes.
All right. Don't do that again, Bernie.
Sorry about that.
Gave us a real scare there. Okay, go ahead.
And the history that we have today, the groundbreaking information, the double DVD for $75.
That's two DVDs.
Two DVDs for $75 plus the T-shirt. So that's that right there.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got this straight. You're saying for a pledge of $75, you get two DVDs and the T-shirt that we were just talking about.
And this is the only time when we do these that you can get the T-shirt.
So
it's not
words,
available on our
an
website.
An hour from now, you won't be able to get this. A week from now, you won't be able to get this.
That's correct.
Only now you'll be able to get this. And the only way to get this is to call 212-209-2950.
That's right.
Do I have this right?
Yes, you're right.
All
and
right.
Then for a pledge of $125, you can get two tickets to the Fifth Hope Conference coming up this July, and again, a T-shirt.
But Jeff, I'm confused here. The tickets to the conference are pretty much the same price as what we're offering them for here on the radio station.
Well, if you actually look at it from that standpoint, mm-hmm. you're saving $25, because if you pledged $50 and bought two tickets, you'd be spending $150. Here, you're spending $125 and getting all three items.
So how can you afford not to do this?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I tried. 212-209-2950. But the important thing, the common denominator here, is that you have to want to support the radio station. You have to want to contribute something to keep us going. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for people who believe in the radio station that much. 212-209-2950. And Bernie, are you still with us?
Yes, and I was, as you were as you were describing WBAI's non-commercial status, it's refreshing to hear a public radio station or a listener-supported station which does not rely heavily on this corporate underwriting, which is so disgusting, I hear, on other public and listener-supported stations. You know, they might as well just be commercials when they say supported by this company and that company. It really gets out of hand, and WBAI has really resisted that well, and I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to do that because so many things are tied to corporate money these days. But the one thing that I think is something we'll never lose here at the radio station is the individual support. And that individual support obviously is locally based for the over-the-air signal, but it's spreading throughout the rest of the world as people realize what a unique radio station this is. People in different countries, all throughout the United States, all over the world, people are realizing what a cool place this is and how many different voices are heard and why it's important to keep it going, especially in this day and age, especially when you have all kinds of corporate takeovers of media outlets, where you have freedom of speech being restricted in all kinds of different ways, where you have technology basically overshadowing freedom. You need a voice like WBAI. You need a voice like Off the Hook so that you can hear the facts. You may not hear them anyplace else. Think of the things you hear on this radio show. Have you heard them in other places? Have you heard this perspective? Have you heard, some of the threats and dangers that we've discussed over the years? Would you have ever heard anything were it not for this place?
You don't hear things like that. You just hear what's mainstream. You know, you don't hear both sides. You don't see both sides of the coin. It's really, I mean, it's stations like this that kind of give you, you know, both, or at least the other side.
We try. We definitely try. And, of course, we rely on the listeners to contribute content as well. That's what it's really all about. They don't want content from you at those other places. They want your money. They don't want your opinions. They don't want anything that you really have to offer. I mean, think about it. When's the last time you actually got a say in how another radio station was programmed? Here you do have that say. You really do. And that's part of the investment. 212-209-2950. I don't know if these lights are broken. It doesn't look like calls are coming in, though. I got to say,
No, we're a little shy right now. We need people to call in and pledge so we can keep this up.
Yeah, Mike is down there now. We sent Mike down to the tally room.
There's one. There you go.
All right, we have a couple of phone calls coming in, so please make them scramble down there. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. We talked about different pledge levels, so the tally people will be able to help you. And again, if the phone rings and doesn't pick up right away, please don't give up. If it goes to that fast, busy signal, call back, because we are short-staffed tonight. Doesn't mean that we don't want your call. It just means that we're working very hard. So please call back if you don't get through the first time. 212-209-2950. Please don't let our short-staffedness affect the completion of your call. All right. 212-209-2950. Let's take a look at a couple more pieces of listener mail here. Dear Off the Hook, if I recall correctly, a couple of shows ago you had mentioned that you believe cell phone jammers will be in place around Hotel Pennsylvania. My main question is, where did you get this information? If you can't answer that, that's fine. But if you're fairly sure that this is going to be the case, maybe ham radio operators can help out with communications, as those frequencies certainly will not be jammed. Maybe a list of operators willing to help that are going to attend the conference can be established just in case. As an operator, I'm certainly willing to help. Signed, Joe. Well, Joe, I don't think we ever said that they were going to jam our conference. We were talking about the Republican conference, which is taking place across the street about a month or so later. Of course, the possibility always does exist that they will try to jam us in one way or another. But certainly the idea of using ham radio operators is something that's been relied upon in the past, and ham radio operators are among the most dependable group of people out there, wouldn't you say, Bernie?
Yes. In fact, if you hear about some natural disaster in some country, even in the U.S. or some other country, typically the first news you hear about what's coming out of the first news you hear coming out of the disaster area is from ham radio operators who drill for these things, and they practice, because emergency preparedness is a big part of ham radio. But it's really about playing with technology, communication technology. That's you know, the main thing. But the point is, when there's a disaster, cell phone communications go down, just like 9/11 in New York. Couldn't get a cell phone call through. Landlines are down. So what do you do? That's really the only medium left. And it continues to thrive, even though some of the technology is dated. It's reliable. So there's all kinds of communications technologies out there, and this show really is largely about communications technologies. And if you want to learn more about it, there's the Dayton Hamvention, which we're heading to this weekend, and hamvention.org is one way to find out more about it.
And, Bernie, of course, you are moving very quickly towards the Dayton Hamvention right now in a car. Where are you? Are you still in West Virginia?
Still in the Wheeling area. We're still wheeling through Wheeling.
Well, now, what's your next state after that? Ohio, I believe, right?
Yes. It's just a sliver of West Virginia inserts itself between Pennsylvania and Ohio, and then on to the vast expanse of Ohio.
Okay, and the 2600 van will be making its way out that direction starting tomorrow afternoon, and hopefully arriving before Friday morning. A lot of fun.
Great place to meet the 2600 staffers. So come out, see the 2600 van and the personalities.
How long is the total ride from New York? Oh, you didn't drive from New York, though.
It takes about 12 hours to get from New York. Yeah, and about 12 hours to get from Philadelphia, too, I think. It's a hike, but it's worth it.
It's a hike. You'll be going during the day, and there's plenty to see. It's nice to travel cross country and see the sights. We need to get out more. It's a shame that the gas prices are so obscene.
Well, if there are people sitting in the back of the van, I don't know how they're going to see anything.
Oh.
We don't have any windows.
How many people are you taking out?
I really shouldn't say over the air.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably illegal. But the point is, everybody wants to go so much that they're willing to, you know, cram themselves into the van in very uncomfortable conditions.
And they're going to rest on the T-shirts, is that it?
Yeah, you know, it's a once-a-year thing. And it's well worth it. Bernie, what's your ETA? When do you think you'll arrive?
Oh, probably around midnight.
Okay. Well, if you keep talking on the radio, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I think Jeff and I ended up there one year about 3 in the morning. So.
Wasn't that the year you sort of overshot something and wound up?
No, we decided, you know, we'll wait, we'll pack, we should have dinner before we go. And I think we left Philadelphia at about 9 o'clock. Big mistake, because I drove all night.
But, you know, I really like driving long distances. That's a very relaxing type of a thing to do. And I imagine a lot of people are driving and listening to the radio at the same time locally, but also, well, we don't have the shortwave signal anymore. We only have that for 1 hour. But, Bernie, you have a special way of being able to listen to things on the Internet while you drive. How does that work?
It's pretty amazing. Lynn Holcomb, who's been on the show a few times, and will be out at Dayton Hamvention this year, described his Verizon packet radio service. But Sprint PCS has something similar, which is surprisingly reliable. It's actually more reliable than their voice service. The product is called a Sprint PCS connection card. It's basically a PCMCIA card that, you know, sticks into your laptop, and it's a CDMA cell phone, only it's a data only, not voice. And it gives you for a phone.
I'm sorry, Bernie, you're going to have to repeat that last word. Bernie?
Oh, well, so much for that voice connection.
Bernie, I asked you to repeat the last word. Why isn't Bernie doing what I asked him to do?
I think he's gone.
Well, where'd he go? He's on... Oh, that's just rude. How dare you? Don't you hate that sound? That's the sound of our technology at work these days. That's the sound of our society, in fact.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, if you don't want to get that sound, I suggest being educated and literate on technological issues and making sure you don't hit a brick wall. Speaking of which, here's... I am trying to get rid of the sound. All right, it's gone. And Mike's back. Mike,
more people to thank.
How are we doing down there?
We're doing okay, but we need volunteers.
And a couple just walked in. A
couple of volunteers are in. That's good.
But we can always use more.
212-209-2950. We need more calls.
Yeah, we need to keep these volunteers busy.
Yes, absolutely.
And we also need for Adam Frey to please call us back. We don't have your complete information.
Okay. 212-209-2950. And go ahead.
We want to thank Dan from New York, Gabrielle from Flushing.
All right, the New York callers are coming in now, see?
Yep. We have Jeff from Akron, Ohio.
There you go, Ohio.
Jeff spells his name with a G like our Jeff does.
All right.
So we have Dominic from Wales.
Wales, the country Wales.
Wales in the UK, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, that's someplace I passed through it on a train, but I haven't gotten off yet, and I want to.
Well, you can maybe visit Dominic. I don't know if I want to volunteer his house just for after he pledges. But we have Greg from Memphis. Brian from Manchester, Connecticut, and an anonymous person who writes that Brooklyn says, hello, be safe.
Okay. Hope that that's a friendly advice and not a warning, but we'll see. Watch you back. Yeah, I know. 212-209-2950. Thanks to all those people who called in. Pretty good cross-section of our listeners there. And we're up to 1425. Let's see if we can bring it over 2,000 in the next few minutes. 212-209-2950. We have the Freedom Downtime DVD set, two DVDs. We have what, Red Hack? We have the shirts, I believe.
We have the shirts.
Shirts, yeah, for $50.
Yeah, that's really just P, though.
Yeah. Well, I think we all like the shirts. I think we've established that. We have Bernie S. on the phone. Do we? that's the sound of Bernie S. on the phone.
How appropriate that I'm discussing the reliability of Shrimp PCS just as I'm cut off.
That's right. Well, you know, I guess Sprint has a good sense of irony. And
maybe they didn't want the word to get out.
Well, the word's going to get out. You can't stop us from getting the word out. But one other thing that we got to say is for $125, you get the two tickets to the Fifth Hope Conference coming up in July, as well as, of course, the T-shirt. So, you know, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is out there. But the important thing right now is for you to join the people on the phone. Look at that. Look at those phone calls. Those phone calls are coming in now. Let's have a rush in the last half hour. 212-209-2950. See how high we can make that number go.
I want to see if we can get the entire board lit.
Do you know what that will do to the people down there? I mean, they'll have nervous breakdowns. Yeah. Red Hack, why don't you go join them and calm them down, make sure that nobody runs out screaming. Yeah, look at that. We have four lines ringing at the same time. Now, again, folks, don't just call us to make the phones ring. I mean, you know, we know there's certain people that like to do that, but we don't want to encourage that kind of a thing at all. We need people to pledge show support so that we can continue to have this radio show and this radio station for many, many years to come. 212-209-2950. Bernie, why aren't you, if you're still there, keep telling us how reliable Sprint is.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, you can actually have something that's the next best thing or maybe even better than satellite radio. If you have one of these wireless phone company services, either from Verizon or from PCS, I don't know if T-Mobile offers this yet, but I'm sure they will in the future. It's basically packet data service, just like a TCP/IP connection, rather slow, maybe 100 kilobits per second, but that's still fine for most streaming audio applications. So I was listening to archived Off the Hook show. I was listening to streaming WBAI driving around between, I drove from Philadelphia to New York listening to all kinds of radio stations that were over the web just streaming audio, and it's buffered in the PC, so it sounded, you know, there were very few dropouts. Even if I lost service, it picks it up automatically a minute later, and it's buffered. You don't miss it. So this is a way, you know, the XM and Sirius satellite radio, I think each give you, what is it, 100 channels?
Something like that.
Okay. This literally gives you access to thousands of live audio sources wherever you are, pretty much, whether there's, you know, if there's wireless service. We're not talking about Wi-Fi. We're talking about a wireless carrier like Sprint or Verizon or someone.
So you could conceivably be listening to this radio show right now as you're driving in your car.
I could be doing that. I could be listening to the live off-the-hook stream through 2600.com, and I'm not set up with the laptop in the car. There's not enough room. I have so much stuff in the car.
Well, also, you're on the phone, too. You wouldn't be able to do it while you were on the phone, would you?
I could, sure. Well, it's not affiliated with your... It's not hooked up with your cell phone. It's a separate account. It's just data only. Although it does come with a little application for your PC or Mac that you can plug a headset into it and use it, but they charge you like 25 cents a minute for voice service. So it's best just for data only. It's a flat rate, I think like $80 a month with Sprint. I don't know how much it is with Verizon.
But you need your phone to make this happen, then.
No, you don't. You don't need your phone at all. You don't even need a phone.
So how do you actually make the connection?
It's one of these PC cards, a PCMCIA card that plugs into your PC,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little antenna that sticks out of it, and you load the software program, and it establishes an IP connection to the internet that you can do web browsing, you can do telnet sessions, you can do whatever you want.
And what frequencies is it using?
It uses the standard Sprint PCS CDMA frequencies, are in the 1900 megahertz.
So it's like you have a second phone, but it's connected to your computer.
It's exactly. You know, it's not a phone really per se. It's a wireless data connection
mm-hmm.
through your laptop.
But you need a Sprint PCS account in order to do this.
That or a Verizon account. Verizon has a similar product. It's a card that plugs into your PC that gives you an IP connection to your laptop anywhere they have network coverage. So it's much more expensive than Wi-Fi, but it's much more prevalent. You don't have to look for a hotspot. It's if you're on an interstate, odds are you're going to have good service. So you can listen. And what I did is I plugged one of these little low power FM radio transmitters, like from Sea Crane, but there's a lot of other good ones out there. Plugged into the earphone jack, the audio output of the laptop, and then I was listening to the sound, the audio, streaming audio was off the hook through my car stereo, and it sounded great. In fact, you listened in your car to the broadcast that I was emitting from my car.
Yeah, that was something else. We were driving through Queens, I believe, and yes, you were listening over the internet in your car and then transmitting it out somehow, and I was in a different car able to listen to your signal of you downloading from the internet.
And you were listening to yourself complaining about something on the previous week's show.
Yes, that sounds like me.
So, I don't know, it was kind of fun making all that technology work together, and it's kind of fun also broadcasting your signal with one of these old FM transmitters to nearby cars who might be tuning in by accident. It's like, what on earth am I listening to?
Well, yeah, I mean, you should only do it to frequencies that aren't being used, but I guess there's nothing stopping you from taking over a radio station that somebody else might be listening to.
Well, no, not interfering. I was picking frequencies that weren't really being used in that area, but somebody scanning the dial would, like, stumble across this and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a fun...
It's a fun use of technology, I think, is what Bernie is trying to say.
It is.
Which, unfortunately, isn't so much fun for you right now, as he struggles to keep his signal while driving somewhere in West Virginia.
Some of the GSM phones can actually do PPP, which is the kind of standard modem protocol, mm-hmm. Over either infrared or Bluetooth, so you can just kind of have your phone in the vicinity of a laptop computer and kind of magically get internet data in and out. My phone doesn't support this, but some of them do.
Now, Bernie, you have this with you. You're not using it right now, but you brought it with you.
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not?
Unfortunately, I have it on loan to someone else. I imagine there'll be hotspots at the ham convention, but...
Because I would have liked to have played with it over there.
Sorry about that.
Maybe somebody else will have one.
It wouldn't surprise me. Well, Lynn may have his service available. He has this, and he's going to be there. So
okay. Well, if Lynn is listening to us now in Switzerland, wherever he is, then please bring it with you.
By the way, Lynn has set up a ham radio repeater, or will be setting up a ham radio repeater at the Dayton Hamvention that we can use to communicate with our ham radios as well.
Okay, and this kind of thinking of various ways to play with technology is very similar to the whole hacker spirit. The ham and hacker worlds are very very closely related in many ways. So we'd like to see the same kind of ingenuity taking place at our conference in July, and we have a good number of people already working on things, and network people are making all kinds of progress, and we have all sorts of other projects being planned. Since we're not on next week, I figure I'd mention that we do have a volunteer meeting which takes place on the third Friday of the month at the Citigroup Center here in New York City, same time as the meeting which takes place on the first Friday of the month, the normal 2600 meeting. So we just add the second meeting so that anyone else interested in volunteering for the conference has the opportunity to come by and introduce themselves and see if there's something that they'd like to do. And again, that conference coming up in July, and we're offering tickets to the conference through the radio station tonight, 212-209-2950. Mike, there's a number up on the screen. I just want to ask you, you just came from the tally room. Does that number look correct to you? Is that even possible that we could have done that?
It is possible.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Were there things waiting to be added, or did somebody call up with a huge donation? That's I'm pretty flabbergasted here.
It's a flabbergasting number.
$2,425 we're up to right now. We catapulted right over the 2,000 mark, which I thought we have to work a little harder to do. We still have 25 minutes left.
We have to get to 3.
We have to get to 2,600, of course.
Oh, at least.
That's the magic number. So you can be the person to propel us over that by calling 212-209-2950.
We need calls. There's nothing on the board.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering, how did we get up so high? All those people called in, and it added up, you see?
Yeah. Poor Red Hack is sitting over there. And not to mention the other volunteers who are also wonderful people.
Yeah. Thanks so much for people coming in and volunteering their time. And we're asking you to volunteer a little bit of your time by calling in and offering something to us. We'll continue offering things to you.
We
just went over 2,600.
2,625.
How do you like that? Wow. Okay, I'm very happy that people are responding in such good numbers. It's very nice to see the listeners are out there, and it does do something to your spirit to know people are out there. That's why we go to the conferences. We try to meet as many people as possible. It does something when you realize that you're not alone out there. 212-209-2950, and you'll feel like you're not alone if you call up and share some of what you have with things that you want to preserve.
It makes coming into the city from New Jersey, getting drenched in this rain, all worthwhile.
Oh, you don't want to know what I had to go through to get here. Oh, boy. I mean, I came from Long Island. Usually I'm in the city already. Today I had to come from Long Island, and everybody was just pitching in to make it as difficult as possible for me to get in here. All the way up to the Wall Street intersection, everybody was kind of trying to block me, but I made it. I made it. With 8 minutes to spare. I started at 4 o'clock, you know? Unbelievable. So, people go to great lengths to get here and to listen and to contribute in various ways. So we're asking for that contribution from you. If you have not called already, please do so. 212-209-2950. We're not far away from the 3,000 mark, and that would be something to hit that. That would be very very good for us to do that.
Aim something to even surpass it. I think we can. Here we are. We're at 2,700 right now.
Won't be with Bernie S.'s help, because he has hit another dead zone in his spring PCS travels. I would like to read a letter that we got. Let me disconnect Bernie there. We get letters all the time, lth@2600.com. And, of course, you can write to us, regular mail, off the hook, care of WBAI, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York. Jim's not here this week, is he?
No.
Oh. Well, Jim reads the zip code. I don't know what the zip code is.
Gee.
1-1-0-0-0-5.
One, only 1-5, though.
One,
there's
five.
Only 1-5.
Six digits. All right. 1-0-0-0-5. Got it. Okay. All right. That was a close call there. I almost didn't know that. Remember when zip codes used to be optional, used to be voluntary, and now they're mandatory. See how these things work?
And now there's another 4 digits after your zip code.
That's right. And Bernie is back.
Yes, and they may be adding more digits to zip codes.
How many more digits can they add?
Really, it'd be really, really, I think they're going to 10 or 11. I read that a couple of years ago. So you think that would be enough to have 5 plus 4, but...
If they add any more digits, then I think they should start taking away things like names. And, you know, you just have to write the number, and it'll make its way to you.
The point where everybody could have their own zip code, I don't like that idea.
No, I don't like that idea either.
It's called a Social Security number.
That's it.
Anyway, let me read this letter. Knowing you folks are very interested in things concerning cellular phone service, I'm writing to report an issue my roommate is presently having with his T-Mobile service. This pertains specifically to voicemail. Earlier this evening, he accessed his voicemail via his handset and was prompted to enter a password. This struck him as odd. Despite my insistence, he doesn't have his voicemail protected with a password. Well, actually, he does have it protected with a password, but he probably has it so that it just logs him in. If he calls from the phone. A lot of phones are like that, where if it sees the caller ID from the phone that you're subscribed at, it'll just bypass the password prompt. Anyway, after conversing with me briefly, we determined that the password was, in fact, the last 4 digits of his Social Security number. I suggested he call T-Mobile and ask what was up. However, not being very adept in speaking to customer service reps in such a way as to get right to the point, he let me speak for him. I explained the situation to the rep and thankfully got right to the point without having to divulge any account info. According to the rep, there are occasional glitches, her word, not mine, with the voicemail system, which result in the customer being prompted to enter a default password, which are the last 4 digits of one Social Security number. I asked, so this is just some random thing? Yes, she replied, this is basically just some random thing, which happens from time to time. I promptly thanked her for her time and ended the call. Personally, I find it appalling enough that a person isn't using a password, but it's even worse when a person chooses not to utilize a password with their voicemail and then can be locked out until they either figure out the default password, which has been applied without their knowledge, or phone customer service to have the problem explained to them. I can only imagine the inconvenience and frustration one might have to deal with were the customer service rep not forthcoming with information in a direct manner, something which, of course, isn't supposed to happen, but we all know does. Furthermore, I am thoroughly disgusted by the fact that the password applied is a portion of one's social security number. Consider me alarmist over four digits being sent as touchtone signals over the phone, but touchtones are recognizable, and it's all too common that the last four digits of one's social are utilized for default confirmation / security purposes, etc. While we're at it, any other major carriers do this sort of thing with random password requirements. Signed, Nikiant, and thank you very much for that letter. Yeah, it is kind of troublesome to see this kind of thing happen. In this particular case, you know, I really think it should be mandatory for people to enter passwords, not have this system where you can bypass the password, because as we all know, caller ID can be spoofed, and somebody can easily get in there as you if you don't have a password set, very easily. So there's no need to put the last four digits of your social security number unless you want to do that yourself. But no, it should not be the default password. They shouldn't even have that information. I just had a fun experience with the very same company, in fact, T-Mobile. I was trying to add T-Zones to my account. T-Zones is basically where you can connect to the internet, sort of, yeah, and do fun things. And, well, you wouldn't believe the trouble I had. Years ago, when it was OmniPoint, they did not require real social security numbers. You could get an account and just give them a 10-digit number, and or a 9-digit number rather, and that was the end of it. They didn't run your credit and you had an account. Okay, that doesn't work anymore like that unless you have a prepaid account. But the point is, I gave them a fake number. So when I called T-Mobile to add T-Zones to my account, I was transferred to a customer service representative, and they asked me, for security purposes, what are the last four digits of your social security number? And keep in mind, this was a fake number, and I didn't remember at the time what the number was that I gave it. I wrote it down. I wrote it down someplace at home, and we're over $3,000. Thank you so much. $3,125. Thank you very much for everybody who's called in. 212-209-2950. Red Hack is back. And you can bring out a list of people to thank?
Maybe
you should go back and get a list of people to thank, because we certainly have a lot of people to thank.
Yes, we do.
All right, let me finish my story here. So I didn't know the last four digits of the Social Security number that I gave them, the fake Social Security number. I didn't want to say that to them. I didn't want to say, by the way, I gave you fake information, I don't have it. I said, you know, I don't remember the last four digits of my Social Security number. I mean, you know, sometimes people don't remember. And I haven't carried a card that had that number on it for many, many years. I don't think you even need that card. So I asked the rep, look, can I give you the first five digits instead? Because I remembered those. I remembered those digits, but I didn't remember the last four. So isn't it just as much proof that I'm who I say I am if I get the first five right and not the last four? And no, no, you cannot do that. You can only give what they ask for, which is the last four digits. They don't want to hear the first five, regardless of the fact that it makes perfect sense.
They may not have had the first five. They may only store the last four
in
their system.
But I gave them the whole thing, so they should have it someplace.
I agree.
They should. In any event, you know, I have my name, I have my address, I have all kinds of other things that they could ask me about. They could even call me on the phone. They could do all kinds of things. And so, you know, it came down to me asking the person, well, you know, what happens if I never remember those last four digits? What do I do then? And her response to that was, well, sir, you're going to have to remember those last four digits. And I was flabbergasted. I was speechless. There was nothing I could say to counter this logic or lack thereof. And I just sort of, you know, said, okay, fine, and thanked her and got off the phone. And then for the next hour or so, I just tried to remember what those four digits were, and I kept calling the automated system and guessing what the numbers were. And eventually, after like 20 or so tries, I got it right, and I was able to get in and make the changes that I wanted to make. But it just was unbelievable, the obstinance that you meet and the stupidity, and all in the name of security. That's not security. That's not security by obstinately asking the same question and not having any kind of way around it in case it doesn't work out. Not secure at all. And anybody could get those digits very easily. I've had people tell me my digits over the phone, too, so they're not that secure.
Emmanuel, listen, we've got another about 15 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 3,375.
Oh, my goodness.
So if we get five people to call, mm-hmm, and get Hope tickets, we can break $4,000. I think these listeners can do it.
That's a pretty tough talk there, Jeff.
I'm from Jersey. What do you expect?
You are from Jersey, and showing. Okay, well, I'm on.
Okay.
You know, if you think our listeners can pull this off,
I do.
I'll throw my hat in the ring and say I agree with you.
Okay, let's get some calls in here now.
I'm not wearing a hat today.
All right. Well, you're lucky then.
The number's 212. Tell me out
209-2950. Maybe you need to call this number, Jeff. 212-209-2950.
I always walk in there and just write my checks.
The country code, by the way, is 1
yes.
for people who are calling.
In case someone in the world somewhere doesn't know that USA is 1, let us ingrain it into your head in yet another way. The phone number, it begins with 1. Country code 1. We're up to $3,500, and that's terrific. We're 500 away. So,
that's
Jeff,
right.
For us to do this, we just need, five people calling in, pledging for the hope tickets?
Actually, four.
Four people calling in, pledging for the hope tickets.
Five would
four
be good.
Times 25 is another.
125, yeah.
Yeah.
That would
four people calling in.
Four more people. Four calls can do this.
It also says underneath the calculator, hacks our crew, and I don't really know what that means.
I don't know either.
I thought it said thank your crew.
Hacks our crew from...
From Arizona. From Arizona pledged something. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you for that. No, thank you for the people
we're so
in Arizona.
We're so thankful that we'll even say the word Hacksaw, even though I generally don't like it.
All right. Well, we like people calling in and showing support, and that's we'll say any word you want, as long as the FCC doesn't breathe down our neck for saying it. 212-209-2950. Again, for the pledge of $125, you get two tickets to the Fifth Hope Conference, and we expect... a lot of people to show up for this. We have Steve Wozniak, we have Kevin Mitnick, we have Jello Biafra, we have all kinds of neat people, people submitting speaker ideas and panel ideas. You can still do that yourself if you're interested. The email address, 5h-speakers@2600.com. Simply tell us what you'd like to cover, who you are, if you've done this kind of thing before. And we'll see what we can do about getting you as part of the speaking program. And Bernie, we've had quite a lot of good talks at these conferences over the years, haven't we? Bernie?
I think we lost him.
Or does he not agree that we had some good talks?
I'm
well, you know,
sure
a lot of these talks
agree.
Were you, Bernie. Bernie, you were talking
That's
to
That's right.
Him.
He's been part of them.
Yeah, so before you give me the silent treatment here, I think maybe you should think about that. Yeah.
And
maybe Bernie will be talking at the conference, too. Uh-huh. All right. All right, fine. Two can play that game, Bernie.
How often does Stephen Wozniak come to this part of the country to speak?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I know he likes New York. I know he's a big fan of the city. So I would imagine every opportunity he gets, he would be here. But the fact that he's coming to our conference is a real honor.
It's a coup.
It's amazing is what it is. It really is. And I'm pleased as punch that he's going to be in attendance and talking to the attendees at the conference. As well as Kevin Mitnick and Jello and all the others. And Redhead, you're back, and we have news from the front. Huh?
Of all the people that donated, Aaron would like to be thanked.
Okay.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Where is Aaron from?
Tempe, Arizona?
Tempe.
Yes, Tempe.
Tempe, Arizona. Thank you very much for that call, for your show of support there. Makes all the difference in the world. But we're still at $3,500, Jeff. I don't know. We only have about 10 minutes left.
No one's calling.
No calls on the line. You have to up the ante a little bit.
Imagine Jersey. That would be like 2,600.
No, you don't have to be from New Jersey. Maybe New Jersey is all tapped out.
I don't think so.
Maybe all the generous people in New Jersey have already called. Maybe there's nobody left.
They may be soggy, but they're not tapped out.
All right. Well, let's hear from them then. Let's hear from people in other parts of
it's
the country and the world.
There, Mike.
It's raining everywhere, but that shouldn't stop anybody.
They should be sitting at home listening to their radio and pledging.
Or calling from their car. You know, listening over the internet, listening...
using the hands-free.
Yeah, you know, I forgot to free up Bernie's line, so if he's been trying to call back, he hasn't been getting through. Sorry, Bernie, give it another try. Of course, he can't even hear us. 212-209-2950. Yes, it means that much that even while you're driving to Ohio, you still call into the radio show to take part in a special fundraising edition of Off the Hook.
Well, what better is there to do while driving to Ohio?
We're up to $3,500, which has exceeded our expectations for this two-hour period. Again, we're not on next week. We're not on the week after that. We won't be on again until June. So if you're going to call up and show your support, this is the time to do it. We have two basic pledge levels. We actually have an infinite number of pledge levels. You can pledge whatever you feel like, and every bit is appreciated.
Two premium levels.
Yeah, actually, I'll say three, because for 50 and above, you'll get the Off the Hook T-shirt, which will show to the world that you appreciate Off the Hook and WBAI and all kinds of cool things like that, and you can't get it anyplace else. Wearing this shirt defines you as a listener. There's just no two ways about it. People can't wear this shirt unless they listen. It's not available on stores. It's not available on the website.
It won't be available in Dayton?
Won't be available in Dayton. You can't buy it from us for any price. Only through the fundraiser. 212-209-2950. Every pledge, $50 or more. For $75, you get that plus the Freedom Downtime DVD set, two DVDs of the documentary film Freedom Downtime by Kevin Mitnick, The Hacker Community, 2600, filled with all kinds of extra footage and how many translations, Mike?
19.
Okay, 19 different languages, including such amazing languages as Estonian and Finnish and Dutch.
And Farsi and Hebrew, which caused us no end of trouble.
Yeah, because they go the other direction, right? Yeah.
And didn't Farsi come up with the Apple logo?
We got rid of the Apple logo finally, yeah. Thanks to Mike. We figured out how to get away from that. But there's all kinds of issues that came up, but we're getting through them, or we've gotten through them all. The DVD is now ready. So if you call up, you'll be the first person in your area to get one, that's for sure, unless somebody else in your area calls up, too. 212-209-2950. So the Freedom Downtime DVD also includes an interview with Kevin Mitnick. It includes all kinds of deleted scenes and
DVDs.
Lost footage. And
not just DVDs.
DVDs, yes. There's two DVDs here. We have director's commentary. We have more things on this DVD than I think anyone has ever put on a DVD before. All right, I don't say that lightly. I don't say that, you know, like I'm making idle boasts here. I really believe, you know, you'll be hard-pressed to find any DVD collection that does this much with the technology. Because when we play with something, we have to play with it to the max. All right, you can be a part of that. You can be on the other end of that and see all kinds of fun things that are inserted into this collection. That's $75 for the DVD collection. $125, you'll get the two tickets to the Fifth Hope Conference taking place July 9th through 11th, New York City, Hotel Pennsylvania.
And people are coming. I mean, just one of the pledges I happen to take happened to be pretty far away in the States, and they wanted those tickets.
Yeah, people are coming from all over the world.
I mean, it's...
Absolutely.
It's a big thing.
People are planning their lives around it, as well they should, because it's going to be really cool, really cool, with Waz and Kevin and Jello and a cast of thousands. And Bernie is back.
What are we up to, Emmanuel?
We are up to $3,500, if you can believe that.
That's amazing.
Isn't that something? And Jeff has pretty much issued an ultimatum that he is demanding that people from all over, but mostly New Jersey, call up and pledge. If four people pledge for the Hope tickets, we will break $4,000, which basically when we walk out tonight, people will stand and look at us and say, look at that. Look at those people go. They made $4,000 tonight.
In 2 hours. And we do have some calls coming through.
And we're going to win a new kind of respect here at the radio station.
And, of course, people who can't afford $125, if 10 people pledge $50 and get the T-shirt, that will push us over.
That's right. Every little bit counts. That's what we always try to point out here. That's how the radio station has existed for so long, because every little bit counts. You know, we don't have the million-dollar grants. We don't have the corporate underwriting. We don't have the commercials. We don't want them. We want you. We want our listeners. We want our investors in the radio to keep us going, because that keeps us honest. That keeps us able to talk about such things. We criticize companies all the time. We criticize governments all the time. You see how it is in the mainstream world. You can't even distribute a film if it's controversial. You can't put things on television if it might offend somebody someplace. And you certainly can't talk on the radio if you're sponsored by one of the companies you're talking about. Simple enough. That's why you need stations like WBAI. And unfortunately, there probably isn't one in your local community, but there's one right here, and it needs your help. 212-209-2950. $3,500 still, but we are getting a couple of calls, so
yeah,
it might be
we'll
a little...
Yeah, we'll probably get a tally after.
It catches up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have about 3 minutes left before we have to move out of here before the next show comes in. So let's see a flurry of calls. That way we'll have a good sense that we're above the 4,000 mark.
And maybe the people in the tally room would be would get us up there before we have to sign off.
Not at the risk of safety, though.
Oh no,
we
no,
don't
no.
want people to move so fast that they you know they hurt themselves or they count wrong or anything like that or they don't take the phone calls that are coming in. 212-209-2950. Last couple of minutes, please show your support and thanks so much to everybody who has called in so far.
Well, no one's calling though. No one's calling.
There's some lines.
Yeah, no one's calling right now.
Well, one of those lights is just broken. Mm. So
yeah, we knew that.
Well, two of them seem to be broken.
No, there's another light.
All right, there's someone calling.
Why do they show up on line 12? That's what I don't understand. It should show up on line 1.
It's crazy in there because when I was taking calls before, you have to jump all over the room because you never know which phones.
Yeah. I think they got plugged in some kind of crazy random order. All right, we have two phones ringing right now. This is the internet crowd calling in, I think, because they hear us 3 minutes after we say something. So if we can get another couple of lines lit, that will pretty much assure us that we'll get over the 4,000 mark. So some last words, folks, to get those calls coming in.
Well, it's a great station. It's definitely worth it. Keep the programming on the air.
And we'll be back in, that's how many, 2 weeks?
Well, we'll be back the first week of June, I believe.
Yeah. And you'll have many stories to tell Dayton.
I should have a lot of stories by then. I hope to have all kinds of adventures driving out there in the 2600 van. I understand. I'm told that there are two comets visible now at night. Well, obviously at night. And we're going to try to stop in the middle of Pennsylvania and see these two comets.
Because it will be the middle of the night by the time we get anywhere.
Well, you know, you have to be kind of leisurely with these.
If it's a 12-hour drive and we leave in the afternoon, we're not getting there till.
I'm going to be up all night. If anybody sees me on Friday, I'm going to be a zombie because I'll be up all night driving, and then I'll be up all day at the Hamvention.
And if you see the van on the road, give us a honk to make sure that, you know.
Yes, but again, not at the expense of safety. Remember, safety first.
Well, I meant to make sure that we're awake and not driving off the road.
Yeah. 212-209-2950. We have two calls on the line, and we have the next show coming in. So we're going to thank those people for calling in, and hope that more call in to bring us over the 4,000 mark. Bernie, drive carefully. Where are you now?
Stopped in Wheeling by that beautiful bridge that they just reconstructed. And I want to thank all the listeners who pledged and for the continued support over the years from everyone who's listened and called in. This is a really worthwhile station, and I'm proud to be on it.
Okay, Bernie, thank you very much. We'll see you in a day. And we'll see the rest of you in 3 weeks. And thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Red Hat, for coming
in. You're welcome. Good night.
And thank you to all the listeners for showing support, getting us up to the $4,000 mark tonight. Close with Rolling Stones, who wrote this song just for us. It's called Off the Hook. All right, maybe they didn't, but they could have. You never know. See you next week. Or no, see you in 3 weeks. And see you in 2 days if you're in Dayton. Good night.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Got your passport?
Yes. Got yours?
Yes.
Packed the vitamins?
I did. Toothbrush?
Sure.
Did you buy your mother a WBAI silver membership package?
Well, the tote bag, mug, and cap?
Yeah, that one. A whole ball of wax.
I forgot.
You forgot?
I'll do it when we get back.
You can do it now.
Now?
Got your laptop?
Oh, yeah.
Got your credit card?
Yeah.
Go to WBAI.org.
Left-hand column?
Where it says Mini Pledge Drive Premium, still available.
Click here.
That's it, the new secure online donation center.
Scrolling to WBAI Premiums, the classic.
Add to cart, one silver package.
Returning customer.
Oh, good, we're on our way. Got the tickets?
I thought you had the tickets.
I do, I was just kidding.